చాప్టర్ 8 శ్లోక 22. పురుషస్య పరపార్థ భక్త్యా లభ్యస్త్వనన్యయా యస్యాంతస్థాని భూతాని యేన సర్వమిదం తతం. సో ఇన్ ది లాస్ట్ శ్లోక, శ్లోక నంబర్ 21, కృష్ణ సెడ్ త్రూ క్రమముక్తి వన్ అటైన్స్ ది అక్షరం బ్రహ్మ. సో ది నెక్స్ట్ క్వశ్చన్ వుడ్ బి హౌ టు అటైన్ దిస్ అక్షరం బ్రహ్మ విచ్ ఇస్ సెట్ టు బి ది సెకండ్ అవ్యక్తం. ఇఫ్ యూ రిమెంబర్ వి సెట్ టూ అవ్యక్తమ్స్ వర్ దేర్. ది ఫస్ట్ వన్ ఇస్ మాయా ఆర్ ప్రకృతి అండ్ ది సెకండ్ వన్ ఈస్ ది సెకండ్ అవ్యక్తం ఇస్ ది అక్షరం బ్రహ్మ. అండ్ కృష్ణ గివ్స్ ద ఆన్సర్ ఇన్ ది 22nd శ్లోక, ద శ్లోక దట్ వి జస్ట్ రెడ్. అండ్ ఇట్ సేస్ అనన్యయా భక్త్యా లభ్యః. దిస్ అక్షరం బ్రహ్మ ఈస్ టు బి అటైన్డ్ బై భక్తి. అండ్ దిస్ అనన్య భక్తి, యాక్చువలీ వీ కెన్ ఇంటర్ప్రెట్ ఇట్ ఇన్ టూ వేస్. వన్, ఇన్ ది బిగినింగ్ స్టేజెస్ ది భక్తి ఈస్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ఉపాసన మెడిటేషన్ బికాస్ క్రమముక్తి ఇన్వాల్వ్స్ టూ స్టేజెస్ అండ్ థ్రూఅవుట్ లైఫ్ ఉపాసన ఈజ్ ప్రాక్టీస్డ్. దెన్ హీ గోస్ టు బ్రహ్మలోక అండ్ ఇన్ బ్రహ్మలోక హీ హ్యాస్ టు అక్వైర్ జ్ఞానం అండ్ దెన్ హీ విల్ గెట్ ముక్తి. దట్ ఈస్ ద క్రమముక్తి. అండ్ నెంబర్ టూ, ద సెకండ్ మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ భక్తి ఈస్ జ్ఞానం ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్. సో ఇనీషియలీ హీ హ్యాస్ టు ప్రాక్టీస్ ఉపాసన, ఉపాసన రూప భక్తి, అండ్ లేటర్ హీ హ్యాస్ టు ప్రాక్టీస్ జ్ఞానరూప భక్తి. సో శంకరాచార్య రైట్స్ జ్ఞాన లక్షణయా భక్త్యా, దట్స్ వాట్ హీ రైట్స్. సో ద వర్డ్ భక్తి డస్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ ఎ పర్టిక్యులర్ మీనింగ్, ఇట్ ఈస్ ద నేమ్ ఫర్ ఆల్ ద త్రీ స్టేజెస్. ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్, స్టేజ్ నెంబర్ 1 ఇస్ వాట్ ఇనీషియలీ వెన్ వన్ ప్రాక్టీసెస్ కర్మయోగ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో కాల్డ్ భక్తి, ఇట్ ఈస్ కర్మయోగ భక్తి. అండ్ ద సెకండ్ స్టేజ్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ఉపాసన అండ్ ద థర్డ్ స్టేజ్ ఈస్ జ్ఞానయోగ. ఆల్ త్రీ ఆర్ కాల్డ్ భక్తి ఓన్లీ. సో భక్తి మస్ట్ మీన్ ఆల్ ద త్రీ అకార్డింగ్ టు ద గ్రేడ్. అండ్ ద భక్త విల్ గెట్ మోక్ష ఓన్లీ ఇఫ్ హీ గోస్ త్రూ ఆల్ దీస్ త్రీ. వన్ కెనాట్ థింక్ దర్ కుడ్ బి ఎ షార్ట్ కట్ టు గో టు మోక్ష. వన్ హ్యాస్ టు గో త్రూ ఆల్ దీస్ త్రీ. ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్, ఐ విల్ డూ పూజ అలోన్, నో మోక్ష. ఐ విల్ డూ లాట్ ఆఫ్ సోషల్ సర్వీస్, అగైన్ నో మోక్ష. సో సగుణ బ్రహ్మ ఉపాసన ఈస్ ఓన్లీ ఎ స్టేజ్ ఆఫ్ భక్తి, ఇట్ విల్ నాట్ లీడ్ అ పర్సన్ టు మోక్ష. సో వన్ హ్యాస్ టు గో త్రూ ఆల్ ద త్రీ స్టేజెస్ ఆఫ్ భక్తి ఇన్క్లూడింగ్ వేదాంత శ్రవణం, మననం అండ్ నిధిధ్యాసనం టు గెట్ లిబరేషన్ అల్టిమేట్లీ. ఓకే, దెన్ హౌ డు యూ యూస్ ద సేమ్ వర్డ్ భక్తి ఇన్ బోత్ సెన్సెస్? ఇఫ్ యూ ఆస్క్, లిటరలీ భక్తి మీన్స్ డివోషన్, దట్ వీ ఆల్ నో. భక్తి మీన్స్ డివోషన్, టోటల్ కమిట్మెంట్. సో వన్ ఇస్ డివోటెడ్ టు ద కంట్రీ, విల్లింగ్ టు డూ ఎనీథింగ్ ఫర్ ద సేక్ ఆఫ్ ద కంట్రీ. సో డివోటెడ్ టు ద సగుణం, ఆర్ వన్ క్యాన్ బి డివోటెడ్ టు ద నిర్గుణం బ్రహ్మ ఆల్సో. సో ఇనీషియలీ టు అపరా ప్రకృతి ఉపాసన. ఇఫ్ యు రిమెంబర్ ద టర్మ్స్ అపరా ప్రకృతి అండ్ పరా ప్రకృతి, విచ్ వీ డిస్కస్డ్ ఇన్ ఎర్లియర్ చాప్టర్స్. సో ఇనీషియలీ టు అపరా ప్రకృతి ఉపాసన అండ్ ఫైనలీ టు పరా ప్రకృతి అకార్డింగ్ టు అవర్ 7th చాప్టర్, దట్ ఈస్ జ్ఞానం. సో భక్త్యా, వెన్ యూ సే భక్త్యా బై డివోషన్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ఉపాసన అండ్ జ్ఞానం, అండ్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు నోట్ దట్ దిస్ ఈస్ ద రూల్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ ద కేస్ ఆఫ్ క్రమముక్తి బట్ ఫర్ జీవన్ముక్తి ఆల్సో. దిస్ ఇస్ ద సేమ్ రూల్, దట్ ఈస్ వన్ షుడ్ ఫాలో ఉపాసన అండ్ జ్ఞానం, మెడిటేషన్ అండ్ జ్ఞానం. అండ్ దెన్ వాట్ ఇస్ ద డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ క్రమముక్తి అండ్ జీవన్ముక్తి? జీవన్ముక్త హీ గోస్ త్రూ ఉపాసన అండ్ జ్ఞానం ఇన్ ది సేమ్ లైఫ్. దట్ షుడ్ బి వెరీ క్లియర్. ఏ జీవన్ముక్త హీ గోస్ త్రూ మెడిటేషన్, ఉపాసన అండ్ జ్ఞానం ఇన్ ద సేమ్ లైఫ్. Whereas a kramamukti, upasana is followed in manushya janma and jnanam is gained in brahmaloka after death. So in jivan mukta case, initially the person practices upasana and even while living itself, he gets jnanam and gets liberated. So jnanam is necessary to get mukti either in one birth or as jivan mukta or in two separate births, which is karma mukti. So bhaktya labhyaha. And what type of bhakti it is? Ananyaya bhaktya. A devotion which does not allow a second thing at all. Ananyaya. There is no anya bhakti at all. Not divided between two things. My bhakti is purely towards that paraprakriti. There is no division at all. And about this actually we have seen in the 7th chapter where the 16th shloka was what? Tesham jnani nitya yuktaha eka bhaktir visishyate. That eka bhaktihi, ananya bhaktihi. So in the case of ordinary people, what happens? Devotion is divided between three things. I worship the Lord for the sake of my child, let us say. That means what? I love the Lord, I love the child, and I love myself because it is my child. Right? So God gets only how much share of bhakti now? He gets only 1/3, 33.3% only. And later he says, for example, I love the Lord for Lord's sake only. No, my sake at all. Lord's sake only. I don't want anything else. I have got vairagyam for all other things. I love Lord for Lord's sake only. And there also what happens? The love is divided between the Lord and myself. Why do I love the Lord? Because I get shanti. I become happy. By loving the Lord, I become happy. So devotion again is divided between me and the Lord. It is higher percentage than the earlier case. Here you get 50%, Lord gets 50%. Higher than 33%. But still it is divided between the Lord and oneself. Whereas when a person gets jnanam, then alone the devotion is not divided between me and the Lord. The distance between me and the Lord is eliminated. I and the Lord are one and the same. So the devotion is 100%. So ananya bhaktya, a devotion which is not divided. There is no anya bhakti at all. Ananya bhaktya. By such a devotion, saha parapurushaha labhyaha. That supreme Brahman, parapurushaha, can be attained labhyaha. So, and once again, Krishna defines that supreme Brahman here, which should go with the previous definition which we saw earlier. And what is the nature of that Brahman? Yasya antaha sthani bhutani. In which Brahman alone, all beings, they reside, sthani. Just as the waves reside in the ocean, in which Brahman alone, all beings reside. Okay. When we say in which Brahman alone all beings reside, again we have to be careful in understanding this. When we say in which Brahman alone all beings reside, we should mean, for example, if you take a person and a house, the residence and the residence, then if there are two things, then Brahman also will be limited. If I say I am residing in Brahman, me and Brahman are different, then Brahman will be limited. And therefore, we don't take the example of a resident and a residence, but we take the example of a wave and ocean. Just as the waves reside in the ocean. When we say waves reside in the ocean, there is no such thing called wave. It is only what? It is only a nama rupa. It is only name and form. So also, when we say all beings reside in Brahman, it means that all beings are only nama rupa, superimposed in Brahman. They do not have a separate existence of their own. For example, similar to all parts reside in clay, all ornaments reside in gold. Similarly, all beings, they do not exist different from Brahman. So Brahman plus nama rupa is all beings. And because of this reason, And because of this reason, what happens? Yena sarvamidam tadam. By which Brahman alone, everything is pervaded. Just as waves are pervaded by water, parts are pervaded by clay, ornaments are pervaded by gold, similarly, all beings are pervaded by Brahman. So the essential idea is what? That all beings are only Namarupa and Brahman is the Adhishtanam or the inherent principle in and through all beings. And it is such a Brahman, a person who attains Krama Mukti will attain. That is what is said here. And so Arjuna, Krama Mukti is far superior to what? Not to Jivan Mukti. Krama Mukti is far superior to Dharma, Artha and all the Purusharthas. Dharma, Artha, Kama, Purusharthas, it is superior to all of them. And so practice Upasana and attain Krama Mukti. With this, the topic of comparison between Krama Mukti and other goals, not Jivan Mukti, understand that clearly, between Krama Mukti and other goals, that is Dharma, Artha, Kama, it is over, which started from actually sloka number 15 until 22. And what is the conclusion now? Other goals or destinations are subject to Punar Avritti, coming and going, whereas Krama Mukti does not have Punar Avritti at all. Now, what the topic is going to be different, he has to talk about the two types of paths, the margas, that will lead to the two different types of destinations. And what are the two destinations? Krama Mukti, which is the infinite destination, and all other finite destinations. Getting to so many Swargalokas and all that. So the entire scriptures, they talk about these two destinations only, maybe in different language. For example, if you take Kathopanishad, it is called there as Shreyas, Shreyo Marga and Preyo Marga. Shreyas and Preyas. Here it is called Avritti and Anavritti. In some other context, it will be called as what? Dharmartha Kama and Moksha. So there are different terminologies to describe this, but these are the only two goals possible for human beings. And these two goals are attained by two types of seekers. Throughout the 8th chapter, it has been pointed out that Upasaka will attain Krama Mukti, and so Upasaka attains the infinite Brahman or the Anavrittihi through Krama Mukti, the Upasaka, the meditator. So Karmi, a person who is focused only on doing rituals and Karmi, he attains the returnable goal, and the Upasaka, he attains the non-returnable goal. Returnable goal is Avritti. Non-returnable goal is Anavritti. For example, Swarga comes under returnable category only. Bhuloka, Bhuvarloka, Suvarloka, they are all returnable goals. All those performing rituals, social service, etc., they will get to those lokas. It was actually in the Mundaka Upanishad, it says, Ishta Purte Manyamana Varishtam Nanyachredo Nanyachreyo Vedayante Pramudaha Nakasya Prishte Te Sukrite Anubhutva. Those who lead a good life, a life of values, he does all his duties very well, without harming anyone, we may think that it is a great thing in life, that's a great goal to achieve in life, but according to scriptures, it is not a great thing at all. It is only an ordinary thing, for which he will get the Swargalokas. Not even permanent phalam, he will not even get that. And thereafter, he has to return when the punya balance is exhausted. Okay, then what about those people who don't practice either karma or upasana? That is the lot like this, who neither practice karma yoga, karma or upasana also. Then the phalam is said to be adho loka. Neither higher returnable lokas nor even non-returnable Brahman. But Adholoka or Bhuloka itself, but a lower Janma, like Pashu, Pakshi, Mruga, Vriksha, all that thing. It's a lower Janma. Here Krishna is not interested in talking about the Adholoka, but talks about the higher goal. One higher goal is returnable and the other higher goal is non-returnable. Krishna talks about those. Of which the returnable higher loka or avritti is attained by the karmi. And upasaka attains the non-returnable loka or anavritti loka through krama mukti. That is what the topic is. So, if there are two destinations, then there should be two types of margas also should be there, connecting the seeker and the goal. And so, that is the topic from shloka number 23 to 26. The two margas known as Shukla Gati and Krishna Gati. These are the two margas. Krishna Gati connects the karmi and the avritti palam, finite goal or returnable lokas. And Shukla Gati connects the Upasaka and the Anavritti Palam through Krama Mukti, through Brahma Loka, to finally reaching Brahman. So, Shloka number 23. Yatra Kale Tvana Vrittim Avrittim Chaiva Yoginaha Prayata Yantitam Kalam Pakshyami Bharatarshabha. So, now Krishna introduces the topic here. Hey Bharatarshaba, O Arjuna, Aham Vakshyami, I shall teach you. Tam Kalam, those two margas. In these shlokas, actually we should remember that the word Kalam is used in the sense of path or marga, not in the time, in the sense of time. So, Kala Upalakshita Margaha. Normally, the word Kala means time. That's what we are all familiar with. Here it is Marga or Gati, Shukla Marga or Shukla Gati and Krishna Marga or Krishna Gati. Then we may wonder how the term Kalam can be used to indicate a path. Kalam is time. How can we use it to indicate a path, a Marga? They seem to be very much different, time and the path. If we ask, the answer we will get in the next few shlokas. The answer is actually in a nutshell is this. These two margas are presided over by the Kala Devata. The presiding deity for these two paths is the Kala Devata according to Shastras. And the Kala Devata only controls these two paths also. So this is very elaborately actually discussed in the Brahma Sutras. And these devatas are called Adivahataha. Adivahataha, they are the guides. Adivahayati. And those devatas who take across to the required destinations are these Adivahatas. And that is why these two words are known by the same word Kalaha. And we should not ask, how do we know Kala Devata is presiding, etc. This is what scriptures tell us. Because we should remember that we are talking about the condition beyond death. And so none of them are available for our perception or cognition. So these are all called Atindriya Vishayas, supernatural topics, not available for any one of our perceptive instruments. And so we always go by what? Shastra alone. If you want to believe, you may. If one doesn't want to believe, that's fine. So Atindriya Vishaye, Shastram alone is Pramana. So Krishna used the word Kalam, which means Kala Upalakshita Marga Dvayam, two margas. And I shall teach you that pair of the paths. Yatra Kale, by going through which margas, Prayata Yoginaha Yanti, the departed seekers, they go to, by traveling through which two margas, the departed seekers, they go to, Anavrittim Avrittincha, the world of non-return, anavrittim, that is Krama Mukti, and the world of return, avritti, Swargaloka. So here the word Yoginaha. The Yoginaha refers to two types of seekers. One, the Upasakas, and two, the Karmi. Both represented by the term Yogi. We have to add it correspondingly. That is, I will teach you, as Krishna is telling, I will teach you that marga by which Upasaka will attain Anavritti Palam, the non-returnable goal, and the Karmi will attain the Avritti Palam, the returnable goal. Both these I shall teach you. That is what Krishna is saying here to Arjuna. And this is the introduction, and now Krishna is going to teach the two margas in two different shlokas, shloka number 24 and 25, we will read. Agnir jyotiraha shuklaha shanmasa uttarayanam tatra prayata gacchanti brahma brahma vidojanaha. So first Krishna talks about the shukla gati, the path taken by the Upasakas to attain Krama Mukti. That is, to go to Brahma Loka from their Mukti through knowledge. And that is why Krishna says in the second line of this Loka, Brahma Vido Janaha Brahma Gacchanti. Those who practice Saguna Brahma Upasana, they are called Brahma Vido Janaha. Here Brahma Vidaha should be taken carefully. We have to understand it clearly. Because in Upanishad, it said, Brahma Vida Apnoti Param. The one who knows Brahman attains Brahman. Brahma Vida Apnoti Param. So it is Nirgunam Brahma. But here we talk about an Upasaka who does not have Brahma Jnanam yet. So Brahma should be understood as Saguna Brahma here, not Nirguna Brahma. And Vidaha. Vidaha means the Upasakaha. So Brahma Vidaha means Saguna Brahma Upasaka. And what is the logic? Why can't we take Nirguna Brahma Upasaka, Nirguna Brahma Jnanam here? Because Krishna says, these people go through Shukla Gati. That is what Krishna says. If it is Nirguna Brahma, then Nirguna Brahma Jnanam, he does not have Shukla Gati or Krishna Gati. Because he is a Jivan Muktaha. Therefore, Saguna Brahma Upasakaha Jnanaha Brahma Gacchanti. Referring to Nirguna Brahma only. So, Saguna Brahma Upasakas attain Brahman through what? Through Krama Mukti. Okay. Then how do they go to Brahma Loka? Through Shukla Gati. Going through Shukla Gati, the Brahma Upasakas, they attain Brahman. That is what is said here. Then how do you define Shukla Gati? That will be the next question. Shukla Gati is defined by mentioning the names of the Kala Devata presiding over them. That is how it is defined. Because sometimes we do that, right? Even in practical life, when we talk about a country, we many times talk about the president or the prime minister of that country. For example, if a president refuses a gift from some other country or a loan from some other country, whatever it is not the person who refused it, but it is considered the whole country as refusing it. So the name of the presiding deity here stands for which the department he is presiding over. President represents a country. How? Because he presides over the country. And here Krishna enumerates the presiding Kala Devatas for all these things. And who are those Kala Devatas? Krishna says, Agnihi, Jyotihi, Ahaha, Shuklaha, Uttarayanam. There are five Devatas presiding over Shukla Gati, the Shukla Marga. Agni. Agni means the god of fire. Jyotihi. The flame, almost the same like Agni, Agni Devata, the flame Devata, or we can call it the intelligent principle. And Ahaha, Ahaha means the daytime Devata, the bright part of the day. And Shuklaha, Shukla Paksha Devata, the bright fortnight. And Uttarayanam, Uttarayana Kala Devata, 6 months when the sun travels towards the north, the northern solstice. Shanmasaha. The 6 months when the sun is travelling north is called Uttarayanam. The Devata for this Uttarayanam. So all these are Devatas. In fact, all the preceding deities are bright ones. And that is why it is said that Shukla Gati is also bright. Very well lit. It's a path very well lit. Because the Upasaka has done Upasana, which is a great sadhana. So he will go through only a bright path. Since it is a higher sadhana compared to karma, upasana being a higher sadhana compared to mere karma is only a physical activity, which karma is only a physical activity, upasana is mental exercise, it's naturally considered a superior one. So he goes through a higher path to lokas with better pleasures, all swargadi lokas, or later the Brahman itself, because he can go through Krama Mukti, go to Brahma Loka and go to the Brahman itself. So, the first line is the definition of the Shuklagati itself. It looks like, for example, just mentioning five items, remembering, you know, we should remember that this is the definition of Shuklagati. These five devatas presiding over which marga? And the second line, Tatra Prayata Gacchanti. Tatra. Tatra means refers to the Shuklagati, which is presided over the five devatas, lead the Upasaka to the Krama Mukti. Okay. But since we have got mentioned here of certain Kala, the time, or the Uttarayanam and all those things, like Uttarayanam, this has created a doubt in the minds of people. We mentioned because it's Kala. There is a wide belief that those who die in Uttarayana will go to Krama Mukti. They will die in Uttarayana, they will go to Brahmaloka, and from there they will go to Mukti. And those who die in Dakshinayana will go to lower Gatis. This is the general belief. Really speaking, our Siddhanta conclusion is Uttarayana does not refer to Kalaha, not any time. It refers to Marga or the Gati, as we said earlier. So those who go by Uttarayana Marga, the Shukla Gati, will attain Krama Mukti is the conclusion by doing Upasana. But people have misunderstood that. So they think whoever dies in Uttarayanam will go to higher Gatis and others to lower Gatis. That's what normally people believe. In support of that, they have got also a popular example of Bhishmacharya, that he waited for Uttarayanam to die. So Shankaracharya in his Sutra Bhashya only, he writes, he takes lot of pains to dismiss this view. But it is not Maranam in Uttarayanam or Dakshinayanam that matters. Shankaracharya, he takes lot of pain to explain this. It is not the Maranam in Uttarayanam or Dakshinayanam that matters, whether a person will go to Shuklagati or Krishnagati, but it is whether one is a Upasaka or a Karmi or neither that matters. If one is a Upasaka, whenever he dies, he will get Shuklagati. And if one is a Karmi, whenever he dies, he will get only Krishnagati. If one is neither a Karmi nor a Upasaka, he will get only Adogati. Then Uttarayanam word, why it should be used in this shloka? We may have that doubt. It is merely the Devata presiding over Shukla Gati. It has nothing to do with the time at all. Because if one takes Uttarayanam time as time, for example, as an ideal time for somebody to die, which will give you, for example, higher lokas. If some people think that Uttarayanam refers to the time, if a person dies at that time, will get higher lokas, then what will be the tragedy, you know, if you really look at that? Many criminals who die in Uttarayanam, they will all get Shukla Gati. It will be very wonderful. Not only that, so many great people, they die in Dakshinayanam also. Then they will go to returnable lokas, which will be a very terrible thing because they are all great people. So this is one problem. And the second thing is, if Bhishmacharya can postpone the death for Uttarayanam to go to higher lokas, people also can postpone or advance the death. For example, somebody is in some life support. One can wait to pull the support and wait for some time. Or they can advance the death. Some people might commit suicide to Uttarayanam. And the third problem is, if we say that Bhishma postponed for the arrival of Uttarayanam, then the question will be, why should Uttarayanam come? Because according to this shloka, Shukla Paksha itself is enough. Because if somebody dies in Shukla Paksha, that itself is enough. So he has to only wait for the immediate Shukla Paksha. If he has already, you know, if he has to wait for a long time, whereas Krishna Paksha, Shukla Paksha will come immediately. So he has to only wait for the immediate Shukla Paksha. And really speaking, even that is not necessary. According to this shloka, it includes even daytime. Ahaha. So only you have to manage to die either during Uttarayanam or Shukla Paksham or during a day. So the war was taking place only in the day. So what Bhishma could have done is what? The moment the arrow hit him, he could have just died. He would have gone to Shukla Gati. So if time is going to be a factor, Bhishma need not have to wait for anything. He would have just died during the day. This is the third issue. And the fourth problem is what? Suppose a person dies in Dakshinayanam. Dakshinayanam and he dies, but in Shukla Paksham of Dakshinayanam. Because he died in Dakshinayanam, he should get the Krishna Gati. But because he died in Shukla Paksham, he should have got Shukla Gati. What we will have? All type of confusions will be there. So, or Shukla Paksha during night. For example, somebody dies in Shukla Paksha, but during the night time. Krishna Paksha during the daytime. Or any combination. That is the fourth problem. And the fifth problem is, if you say Uttarayana, Shukla Paksha day, etc., they are all referring to time of death, which will give you Shukla Gati, then what will you take by the words Agni and Jyotihi? Because when we mentioned five devatas for the Shukla Gati, it also included the two devatas Agni and Jyotihi. There is no time called Agni or no time called Jyoti. So if Krishna indicates the time of death for Shukla Gati, then these will become redundant words. Krishna will not be using any redundant words. So therefore also, these five do not indicate time, but only the Marga, the Gati presided over by these five Kala Devatas. Then ultimately the question will come, why at all Bhishma then postponed? He should not have postponed at all, but he did postpone. We know that he postponed. Then for that we say, Bhishma would not have postponed for the sake of Shukla Gati, etc. But according to Puranas, Bhishma was himself a jnani. And Bhishma had known Aham Brahma Asmi very clearly, because he is a jnani, he is a Jivan Muktaha. So he need not have gone to Shukla Gati at all for Krama Mukti when he has already got Jivan Mukti, because he is a jnani. So we conclude that if at all Bhishma postponed his death, it is either for teaching some dharma, because he wanted to teach the Vishnu Sahasranama and so many other dharmas to Yudhishthira. So Bhishma Uvacha Jagat Prabhum Deva Devam Anantam Purushottamam. You know, before teaching Vishnu Sahasranama, he wanted to teach dharma, because Lord Krishna himself said that he is the embodiment of dharma. So he tells Yudhishthira, whatever doubt you may have about dharma, you better clarify before Bhishma dies. Or as some other people say, he wanted to show that a yogi has got control over even death. He might want to show that. Because of these reasons, he might have postponed, not because of any time. But we should not connect it with Punya Maranam or Papa Maranam, etc. It is ultimately our life that matters. Otherwise, we will never bother about a better life at all. We will always bother about the time of death, not any better life. So we need not worry about either the place or time of death. We need to worry about our way of life only. How do we live day to day? Or people like Gandhi, Mahatma Gandhi, might have been even killed. That does not matter. Only the lifestyle that he led alone matters. And so this shloka indicates the marga and not the time of death. Because this is a very popular confusion. That is why it took this much time to go and discuss this. It is only the marga or the gati and not the time of death. And Krishna will talk about the other gati, namely the Krishna gati, in the next shloka, which we will read. Shloka number 25.
Dhumo ratristata krishnaha shanmasa dakshinayanam tatra chandramasam jyotihi yogi prapya nivartate.
Krishna defines the Krishna gati by mentioning the devatas presiding over that also, as we saw in the Shukla gati. What are those devatas? Dhumaha. Dhumaha refers to Dhuma Devata, the smoke deity, the deity for smoke. Ratrihi, the night devata. Tatha and Krishnaha, Krishna Paksha Devata. So the smoke deity, the night deity and the Krishna Paksha deity. Shanmasa Dakshinayanam, 6 months when the sun travels towards the north, south, the southern solstice, the Devata. The devata responsible for that. So these are the 4 preceding devatas of the other path. Then tatra refers to Krishna gati. Here we can find that this path is presided over by night, Krishna Paksha, etc. And this is not the bright path. Whereas in Shukla Gati, they were all day and Shukla Paksha, etc. Here it is night, Krishna Paksha. So Dhumaha, smoke, all of them represent darkness. So this is not the bright path, but the dark path. So called Krishna Gati. Lord Krishna was called so because he was dark. He is Krishna. It's dark. Dark in complexion. And why it is dark? Because the sadhaka is not going to get eternity or moksha. In Shukla Gati, one can go to Krama Mukti. He can go to moksha. Here he is not going to go to eternity, moksha. He is going to get only a finite life which is subject to return, avritti. And so this also comes under samsara only. And so it's called Krishna Gati. So whereas Shukla Gati takes a person to Krama Mukti, out of samsara. Tatra. Tatra means by departing by that Krishna Gati, Chandramasam Jyotihi Prapya Yogi. Yogi here refers to Karmi. The person who is only action-oriented person, Karmi. He attains to Chandraloka. Chandramasam Jyotihi. Chandraloka, which is another name for Swargaloka. So here Chandraloka is actually Swargaloka. Swargaloka is the general name, which stands for so many other lokas connected with them. Chandraloka is supposed to be known as the Pitraloka, which is reached by noble people. The noble ancestors, all they reached the such lokas. So they have led a good life. They had not any big achievement of any other kind. They have done their duties, no bad things at all, led a decent life. Then they get to Pitraloka, Chandraloka. And then what? They are not going to enjoy that permanently also. So Nivartate, when Punya balance ends, they will come back. They come back to again to lower lokas, depending upon what Sanchita Karma is fructifying at that point. Prarabdha ended, they went to one of these lokas, and after the Punya balance ended, depending on what portion of Sanchita Karma is going to fructify, they will go to those lokas. If Punya is there, Swargaloka will be enjoyed. When it is exhausted, all the old files will be taken from the Sanchita Karma. And if it is Papa Karma that is standing next, then from Swargaloka, straight down they will come. Imam lokam heenataram vavishanti. In the Mundaka Upanishad. I don't know whether I quoted this last class or previous class. So from Swargaloka, they may come to human life or to even to lower life. This is called Krishnagati Nivartate. Nivartate is indicated to say that it is Avritti Lokaha. It is a Lokaha where they have to come back. Shloka 26. Shukla Krishne Gati Hyete Jagata Shashvato Mate Ekaya Yanyana Vrithim Anyaya Vartate Punaha. Till now, Krishna has not given the names for these two margas. And he is naming them as Shukla Gati and Krishna Gati. Shukla Gati means the bright path, because the devatas presiding over are bright devatas like Agni, Jyotihi, Ahaha, the day devata, Shukla Paksha devata, all that. And Krishna Gati means the dark path, because it is presided over by all dark ones like the Dhumaha, the smoke, Ratri, the night, Krishna Paksha. So the dark half of the fortnight. And not only this, we can see it is a symbolic sense also. Always brightness stands for what? For happiness, for ananda. And darkness stands for dukkham. So Shukla Gati is said to be bright because it takes to moksha ananda. It takes a person to moksha ananda. Krishna Gati does not give moksha at all. It falls within what? Falls within samsara only. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. The cycle is not broken in Krishna Gati. Whereas in Shukla Gati, that cycle gets broken. So we can say Shukla Gati is moksha gati, brighter. And Krishna Gati is samsara gati, which is darker. No doubt Swargaloka is superior pleasure from earthly standpoint. But it is still samsara only and is inferior to moksha. So compared to Krama Mukti, it is inferior. But compared to earthly pleasures, Swargaloka pleasures are superior. And taking this symbolically, Uttarayanam is considered to be a noble time because it represents the moksha gati and so is considered punyam. And we should not really literally take that Uttarayanam will give moksha. We have to be very careful, but only they symbolize Shuklam and Krishna gatis only. And these two margas or these two gatis are known by different other names also. There are so many other names. Shukla gati is otherwise known as is Devayanaha. Shukla gati has another name called the Devayanaha. And Krishna gati is known as Pitriyanaha. And another set of name also is there, Surya gati and Chandra gati. Shukla gati is also known as Surya gati. Krishna gati is Chandra gati. These are all three pairs of names. And now if you look at the shloka, Shukla Krishne Gati Hete Jagataha Shashvato Mate. Here Krishna says, these two margas are there eternally in the creation. Shashvataha means eternal, permanent. What is the idea here? The moment creation comes to existence, these two gatis also come to existence right at the time. And similarly, these two gatis will continue to be there as long as their creation continues to be there. And during Pralayakala, of course, everything will be resolved. And these two margas also will resolve at that time. But again, when Srishti comes back, creation comes back, along with that, the two gatis, the margas also will come back. What does it mean really? The moment creation comes, all types of people also come. We already told earlier, there is nothing like fresh creation. It is only transformation from dormant stage to manifest stage. So all types of people also come to manifestation. Because we should remember that our theory is not an evolution theory. Darwin theory is not what scriptures say in our scriptures. If it is evolution theory, and initially only fish or birds are there, we don't need Shukla Gati or Krishna Gati at all for those animals. No karma or no upasana for a fish or a bird. So our theory is not an evolution theory. The moment creation comes, all types of beings come, including human beings. In the beginning of creation itself, they all come. Once the humans comes to existence, four types of humans will be there. What are those? Those who do lower type of karma requiring adogati. And karmis will be there following Krishna gati. Upasakas will be there following Shukla gati. And jnanis will be there following no gati. So adogati, Krishna gati, Shukla gati and no gati. So these four types of people will be there always. And that is the reason we say, the moment creation comes to existence, the Vedas also come to existence, teaching the people karma, upasana, jnanam. So they are all taught through Vedas. And that is why Krishna said in the third chapter, Sahayajna pura srishtva purovacha prajapatihi. In third chapter. So in the beginning itself, people are there, scriptures were there. Karma, upasana, jnanam, three khandas. Karma Kanda, Upasana Kanda, Jnana Kanda, they were all there. People also, they can follow all these according to their own nature. Some may not follow any of them also. And if you ask, how will the first human being choose karma or upasana or jnanam? We should remember that there is no question of a first human being. We already talked about it earlier. In the beginning of creation itself, the human beings will be different because of karma. In the past creation, not in the past birth of this creation, because this is a fresh creation. So based on the past creation itself, not in the past janma, in the past creation itself. Thus, when every creation comes, different types of human beings are going to come, following different types of sadhanas, requiring different types of margas or gatis. They are all beginningless and endless. So Krishna says, Jagataha Shashvate. We have to add gati here. Jagataha Shashvate gati. They are eternal, two margas of the world. Okay. Then what is the difference between them? Ekaya, through one of the paths, which one? The Shukla gati, anavrittim yati. through one of the paths, anavrittim yati. A person attains the loka which has no return. Anavrittim, avrittim, anavrittim. Non-returnable lokas. What does it mean? Kramamukti. It means kramamukti, which is nitya phalam, moksha. So through Shukla Gati, one attains the nitya phalam. Whereas anyaya, through the other one, through the Krishna Gati, punaha avartate. The person has to come back again, punaha. Which means he goes to returnable lokas, like the Swarga lokas and all that, and comes back again, shine punye, martya lokam vishanti. After the punya balance exhausted, comes back. That means he gets only anitya palam. Not a nitya palam, but anitya palam. So, Shukla Gati gives nitya palam, eternal fruits, eternal benefit of moksha, whereas Krishna Gati will give anitya palam. And again, we should be clear, Shukla Gati gives eternal palam means not directly, through kramamukti. So, we are using these words because in the next shloka, we are going to see nitya, anitya, vastu, vivekaha. And that is why we are using these terms here. And Krishna concludes this topic in the next shloka. We will read. Shloka 27. Naite shriti partha janan yogi muhyati kaschana tasmat sarveshu kaleshu yoga yukto bhavarjuna. Here Krishna advises every seeker that if you know the difference between Shukla Gati and Krishna Gati, then you will certainly choose Shukla Gati alone, which will give you what? Eternal palam or nitya palam. So Krishna says, an intelligent seeker does not get deluded after understanding the relative merits of these two gatis, these two margas. He partha, yete sriti jananna. Sriti, sriti means margaha, the gatihi, the path. Clearly knowing the difference between these two margas, these two gatis, what is the difference? Ekaya anavrittim yati anyaya vartate punaha. Iti jnana. Having clearly understood this, yogi, yogi means the upasaka, that upasaka or a seeker, who has got nitya anitya vastu vivekaha, that viveka jnanam he has, viveka vairagya, in that thing he has got this viveka. What is eternal, what is ephemeral, that knowledge he has. And because, again we remember, for kramamukti also, nitya anitya vastu viveka is necessary. A yogi with this viveka, this discriminative ability, na muhyati, does not get deluded at all. Na muhyati. He is not attracted to Krishna Gati. However much Swarga promises wonderful pleasures, by going through Krishna Gati, he can go to lot of Swargalokas. Swargalokas may promise lot of pleasures to him, but he is not attracted towards them at all. Kaschana yogi na muhyati. Here yogi is in the context of upasana, or so is an upasaka here. He is not yogi, yogi is not a jnana yogi or anything, he is a upasana. So, you see, he is not a jnani, because there is no jnani topic in the 8th chapter at all, we should understand. It's all kramamukti. There is no jnani topic here. So, tasmat, sarveshu kaleshu, tasmat, therefore, that means what? Krishna said, an intelligent seeker does not get deluded, namukheti. Arjuna, if you are an intelligent seeker, you should not also be deluded, confused. Therefore, tasmat. Since an intelligent seeker will not get deluded, since you should be an intelligent seeker, therefore, sarveshu kaleshu, yoga yukto bhava. May you also take to yoga, yoga yuktaha, bhava, upasana, yoga here means upasana. When? Sarveshu kaleshu, all the time. May you also take to upasana at all times. Here Krishna is advising, we should be very very careful actually. When Krishna has to choose between Shukla Gati and Krishna Gati, what is better between the two? Between Shukla Gati and Krishna Gati? Certainly Shukla Gati. And so in this context, Krishna is choosing Krama Mukti for Arjuna, because Shukla Gati will lead to Brahmaloka, and from Brahmaloka he can go to Mukti. So it is Krama Mukti, and that is what he is choosing for Arjuna. But actually the real aim of Krishna is not Krama Mukti at all, which we will come to see in the 9th chapter. So if you want to choose between these two, దట్ ఈస్ కృష్ణగతి శుక్లగతి. ఓ అర్జున, ఐ విల్ చూస్ శుక్లగతి విచ్ విల్ టేక్ మీ టు క్రమముక్తి. బట్ మై వ్యూ ఇన్ మై హార్ట్ ఈస్ క్రమముక్తి ఆల్సో ఈస్ ఇన్ఫీరియర్ ఓన్లీ కంపేర్డ్ టు వాట్ కంపేర్డ్ టు జీవన్ ముక్తి. ఇట్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో ఇన్ఫీరియర్ ద గెటింగ్ ద నాలెడ్జ్ హియర్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ దట్ ఈస్ జీవన్ ముక్తి. అండ్ దర్ ఫోర్ మే యూ టేక్ టు వాట్ రాజ విద్య రాజగుహ్యం పవిత్రం ఇదం ఉత్తమం ప్రత్యక్ష అవగమం ధర్మ్యం సుసుఖం కర్తుం అవ్యయం. ఇన్ ద నెక్స్ట్ చాప్టర్ వీఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు సీ దాట్ యూ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ టు డూ ఆల్ దీస్ యోగా ఎక్సర్సైజెస్ అట్ ఆల్. పద్మాసన పోస్ డ్యూరింగ్ యూనో మరణకాల సుషుమ్న నాడి ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్ యూ డోంట్ వరీ అబౌట్ ఎనీ ఆఫ్ దెమ్. సో నెవర్ గో ఫర్ ఆల్ దీస్. టేక్ టు ఆత్మజ్ఞానం హియర్ అండ్ నౌ. సో ఇన్ ద 9th చాప్టర్ కృష్ణ విల్ డిస్మిస్ క్రమముక్తి. బట్ హియర్ హీ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ క్రమముక్తి. సో హీ వీ విల్ రెస్ట్రిక్ట్ అవర్ సెల్స్ టు దాట్ క్రమముక్తి టాపిక్. సో యోగయుక్త భవార్జున. నాట్ ఓన్లీ దాట్ దర్ ఈస్ అనదర్ అడ్వాంటేజ్ ఆల్సో. ఇఫ్ అ పర్సన్ హ్యాస్ ప్రాక్టీస్డ్ ఉపాసన ఫార్ ది సేక్ ఆఫ్ క్రమముక్తి, ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ లేటర్ హీ వాంట్స్ టు గో త్రూ జీవన్ ముక్తి గెట్ జీవన్ ముక్తి, దర్ ఇస్ నో హార్మ్ బికాస్ ఉపాసన విల్ బి యూస్ఫుల్ ఫార్ జీవన్ ముక్తి ఆల్సో. ఇట్ సర్వ్స్ ద డబుల్ పర్పస్. సో హ్యావింగ్ ప్రాక్టీస్ ద ఉపాసన ఫార్ క్రమముక్తి, ఇఫ్ అ పర్సన్ ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ చేంజెస్ ద పార్టీ, నో నో ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్ క్రమముక్తి ఐ వాంట్ ఓన్లీ జీవన్ ముక్తి. సో క్రమముక్తి టు జీవన్ ముక్తి ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్స్ ఓట్స్ ఫార్ ఓట్ ఫార్ ద ఉపాసన ఇస్ నాట్ గోయింగ్ టు బీ ఎ వేస్ట్ బికాస్ ఈవెన్ ఫార్ ఆత్మజ్ఞానం హియర్ అండ్ నౌ ఉపాసన ఈస్ నెససరీ ఫార్ చిత్త నైశ్చల్యం చిత్త ఏకాగ్రత ఫర్ ఆల్ దట్ థింగ్ ఉపాసన ఈస్ అ మస్ట్. సో ఉపాసన కెన్ నెవర్ గో వేస్ట్. దట్ ఈస్ వై కృష్ణ అడ్వైసెస్ యూ టేక్ టు ఉపాసన. హీ టెల్స్ అర్జున టేక్ టు ఉపాసన. ఇఫ్ యూ ఫైండ్ ఐడియల్ కండిషన్స్ వేదాంత శ్రవణ మన నిధిధ్యాసనం యూ కుడ్ డూ అండ్ యూ కెన్ గెట్ ఆత్మజ్ఞానం హియర్ అండ్ నౌ. బట్ సపోజ్ సమ్ ప్రతిబంధ ఈస్ దేర్ సమ్ ఆబ్స్టకల్ ఈస్ దేర్ ఏ పర్సన్ నెవర్ కమ్స్ టు ఆత్మజ్ఞానం అట్ ఆల్ ఇన్ దిస్ బర్త్ దెన్ హీ కెన్ కంటిన్యూ ద ఉపాసన టిల్ మరణం విచ్ విల్ హెల్ప్ హిమ్ టు గెట్ క్రమముక్తి. సో ఈవెన్ ఫార్ వర్ల్డ్లీ గైన్ ఉపాసన ఈస్ యూస్ఫుల్. దర్ ఫోర్ యోగయుక్త భవ అర్జున యోగయుక్త భవ మే యూ టేక్ టు ఉపాసన యోగయుక్త హియర్ యోగ ఇస్ ఉపాసన. అండ్ కృష్ణ పుట్స్ ద కండిషన్ ఆల్సో సర్వేషు కాలేషు ఆల్ ది టైమ్ బికాస్ హీ హెస్ ఆల్రెడీ సెడ్ ఓన్లీ ఇఫ్ అ పర్సన్ ప్రాక్టీసెస్ ఆల్ ది టైమ్ దెన్ అలోన్ హీ విల్ బి సోక్డ్ ఇన్ దిస్ ఇన్ దట్ పర్సనాలిటీ. సో వన్ హ్యాస్ టు డూ ఇట్ ఆల్ ది టైమ్ దెన్ అలోన్ అట్ ద టైమ్ ఆఫ్ మరణం అట్ ద టైమ్ ఆఫ్ డెత్ ఆల్సో హీ విల్ బి ఏబుల్ టు థింక్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్. సో ఏ క్యాషువల్ ఉపాసన విల్ నాట్ గివ్ క్రమముక్తి. ఇట్ షుడ్ బి ఏ కమిటెడ్ ఉపాసన. తస్మాత్ సర్వేషు కాలేషు యోగయుక్త భవ అర్జున. అండ్ దిస్ అలోన్ హీ హెడ్ సెడ్ ఎర్లియర్ ఆల్సో తస్మాత్ సర్వేషు కాలేషు మామ్ అనుస్మర యుద్ధచ. హీ ఆల్రెడీ సెడ్ కంటిన్యూ టు డూ యువర్ డ్యూటీ యుద్ధచ బట్ ఇన్ ద బ్యాక్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ మైండ్ మామ్ అనుస్మర యువర్ గోల్ షుడ్ బి వెరీ క్లియర్ సర్వేషు కాలేషు ఆల్ ది టైమ్. వీఆర్ నాట్ ఆస్కింగ్ యూ టు డ్రాప్ యువర్ డ్యూటీ అండ్ గో టు ద ఫారెస్ట్ నౌ. యూ ఫైట్ దిస్ బ్యాటిల్ ఇస్ ద బ్యాటిల్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ అట్ ది సేమ్ టైమ్ మామ్ అనుస్మర. ద సేమ్ ఐడియా కృష్ణ ఈస్ కన్క్లూడింగ్ హియర్ యాజ్ ద నిగమం. వాట్ హీఈస్ డూయింగ్ హీఈస్ రిపీటింగ్ తస్మాత్ సర్వేషు కాలేషు యోగయుక్తో భవ. విత్ దిస్ కృష్ణ కన్క్లూడ్స్ ది గతి టాపిక్ ది వేరియస్ ప్యాత్స్ దిస్ టాపిక్ కృష్ణ కన్క్లూడ్స్. నౌ కృష్ణ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ ద ఫలం అండ్ దర్ ఫోర్ ద సుపీరియారిటీ ఆఫ్ ఉపాసన ద ఉపాసన స్థుతి. Krishna is going to talk about in the next shloka, which you will see in the next webinar, along with the summary of the 8th chapter. Yo veda dau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakriti leenasya yapparasa maheshwaraha. Shri Krishna arpanamastu.